While default.xml is probably not the best name that could have been chosen for this file, it is nonetheless very important. This file controls the purging of data sets that are defined in the raw data and process data XML files. Until OB1424 is installed at your site, to save data for 7 days, you must configure this file by selecting all the available data for each category in Retention GUI and then saving the resulting configuration. This is an easy and quick step to perform because the Archiver GUIs have a select all, deselect all function that is detailed in the section on the GUIs themselves. You will need to revisit the Retention GUI periodically, perhaps weekly or monthly, to select new data that the Archiver could have discovered. There is plenty of disk space allocated for both Data Store and SLAN Archive, 2 and 3 terabytes respectively, so they can easily contain at least 7 days of all raw and processed data. It also has room to store the high-resolution data sets, models, satellite, and radar that will be coming in the next several years. There is very little reason for your WFO to not have a complete week-long rollover of all data that has been ingested, processed, and disseminated by AWIP-STU. You will probably want to trim data back once a data case has been generated, but the rollover is probably not the place to be conservative in determining what's available to be archived. After your site gets OB1424, the default retention time will be set to 7 days. Some sites have expressed the desire to expand the retention to 10 days or 2 weeks. You can try to do this so long as you don't have disk space issues or associated performance issues, which would not be expected.